Mesa Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, July 7, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Dalit Christians in India want equal rights. We get an update on post-Olympic ministry plans for one agency in Greece, and a mission group is honored for their stewardship. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Dalits in India are considered the low caste of society, the untouchables. Despite that, as Hindus, they do have certain rights. But as soon as they turn away from Hinduism, that all changes. Dalit Christians are fighting that in the nation's Supreme Court. Operation Mobilization's Kumar Swami is a Dalit believer.
If a Dalit from a Hindu background comes to Jesus Christ, they will lose all the benefits and the affirmative actions in terms of job and education. If only the government of India awards them this status, that will pave way, in my opinion, for many Dalits to come to Jesus Christ.
According to Swami, that ruling is quickly approaching.
We are hoping that the bill will be amended. I think it is scheduled that Supreme Court will give their verdict around August 25th or so. And we are hoping that it will go positive, because as we are mobilizing and lobbying with other member of parliaments and other political leaders.
In the meantime, Christians do expect to be targets of attacks in the days ahead. Meanwhile, an organization that specializes in pastoral training around the world is mourning the loss of one of its workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. David Shibley with Global Advance says the death of Michael Mangani has been a rather difficult loss.
He was intentionally poisoned. The facts are still a bit sketchy as to who may have been the perpetrator. But there's no question that he was intentionally poisoned by those who were seeking to buy his influence, because he was such a great unifier of the body of Christ in Congo.
While Christians are mourning his death and this temporary setback to God's work, Shibley is confident.
Michael's death is going to be very much, as the church father Tertullian said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And I am confident that Pastor Mangani's death and martyrdom is going to produce great growth for the church throughout Congo.
Pray for the Mangani family and his successor. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship planes are providing vital ministry support to Lesotho. In many areas, it's the only way that the gospel, medical help, education, and food can be delivered. Teams aboard the MAF planes tackle basic needs in order to bring them the hope of Christ. As a result, people are responding. While many don't have access to a pastor or a church, God is using the partnering mission groups to bring change and revival to Lesotho. Next, with Londoners celebrating a successful bid to host the 2012 Olympic Games, one group celebrates what exposure like that does for outreach. AMG International says their work has progressed well since the 2004 Games were held in Athens. AMG International's Fotis Romeos outlines what's been happening.
Final stage of Cosmovision Center is to have the first Christian school in Greece, which is going to go from elementary to high school. So this is what we're doing right now, trying just to get an advantage of the experience we had around the Olympics and expand the ministry in our region.
Greece is at the crossroads of outreach to North Africa, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe. Romeo says they have high hopes for more ministry.
The National Center of New Testament Studies will be open next year as we're developing the dormitories for that right now. And we plan for the Christian school to open the next 4 or 5 years.
And finally, International Aid is ranked 8th among 451 Christian ministries in the latest evaluation of Ministry Watch. The online watchdog's purpose is to keep tabs on mission agencies in order to encourage progress and innovation. International Aid also got recognized as one of the group's 30 Shining Light ministries as a good example of Christian stewardship. For International Aid, it's not so much the honor as it is the integrity of the hope behind their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.